Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail IME on September 1 regarding Shahjahan, S-H-A-J-A-H-A-N, Sajib, S-A-J-I-B. Shahjahan Sajib is a 27-year-old male who reports he was injured in a work-related motor vehicle collision on 6/29/18. It appeared he was driving to work at about 5 to 10 miles per hour, looking for a parking spot. Appeared he was then struck at the garage by someone who struck him from the rear at a fast speed. Appeared he states he works at the garage. Appeared he claims to have lost consciousness and was seen at AtlantiCare. Appeared he believes he injured his chest, comma, neck, comma, head, comma, back, comma, and right leg. Appeared he had further evaluation but remains unaware of his final diagnosis. Appeared he did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active treatment. Appeared new paragraph, as per the records provided, Mr. Sajib was seen at the emergency room on 6/29/18. Appeared he related a rear impact and low speed collision. Appeared he was wearing his seatbelt, but there was no airbag deployment. Period. He complained of bilateral neck pain, comma, upper back pain, comma, anterior chest wall pain that radiates to the flanks. Period. He was examined, underwent various x-rays to be inserted here. Period. He was diagnosed with motor vehicle collision, comma, head injury, comma, cervical spine injury, comma, trunk injury, comma, laceration, comma, abrasion, comma, contusion, comma, and sprain. Period. New paragraph. Mr. Sajib was then seen on site at work on 7/11/18. Period. He complained of pain in his head, although it was not indicated on the first report of injury, comma, neck, comma, chest, comma, low back, comma, right knee, comma, and right ankle pain. Appeared he was 10% better from the last time he was seen at this facility. Appeared ibuprofen and an ACE bandage to his right knee helps him. Appeared, although he was assigned to light duty, he was doing all of his regular duty tasks. Period. He was to continue gentle stretches and was cleared to return to full duty. But he was going to see Dr. Gordon on 7/17/18. Period. He was seen at on-site evaluations on 7/17/18. He was scheduled to be seen on 7/17/18 at on-site innovations. Period. However, the note indicates he was a no-call and no-show for this visit. Period. He did return on 7/31/18 and had a normal exam, 4 weeks status post low-impact motor vehicle accident. Period. Dr. Gordon opined he did not require further treatment and was discharged from the clinic. Period. New paragraph. Nevertheless, on 3/18/19, he was seen by Dr. Baker at Rothman Orthopedics. Period. Their quick note indicated simply, quote, no show, period, end quote. He did actually see Dr. Baker on 3/25/19, period. He stated he had been to the emergency room but was released that night and did not have any treatment since the original injury. Appeared to put this in bold. This obviously contradicts the documentation just summarized. Period. He no longer works at Bally's, but was a toll collector at the Turnpike. Period. He complains of multiple areas of his body still being painful 8 months following this injury. Period. He stated his low back pain was the worst, comma, his right knee was second, and the neck was third. Period. He did have pain at rest and on activities. Period. After exam, Dr. Baker diagnosed sprain of the right knee, comma, cervical spine, comma, left shoulder, comma, right shoulder, comma, and lumbar spine. Period. He had no objective neurological or orthopedic deficits during his physical exam. Period. He has resistance to any cooperation to range of motion that is difficult to evaluate with the emotional overlay, being as that he has no deficits that his complaints are 8 months in duration. Dr. Baker recommended a brief course of physical therapy in hopes that will help him resolve his current level of soft tissue symptoms. Period. He saw no further diagnostic testing indicated. Period. In all probability, after physical therapy, he will have reached maximum medical improvement. Period. At the next follow-up on 4/22/19, Dr. Baker found no objective neurological nor orthopedic deficits. Scratch that. He explained the treatment he recommended at the previous visit. Period. On this visit, he indicated therapy was not going to be started until the following day. Period. Dr. Baker wanted him to be reevaluated once therapy was completed. Period. He was seen on 4/28/19 by Dr. Chanik, who cleared him for full duty and a home exercise program. Period. He also referred the petitioner for MRI studies. Period. The right knee MRI was done on 11/1/19 to be inserted here. Period. He was a no-show on the visits of 5/28/19, comma, 6/10/19. Period. New paragraph. On 8/6/19, he finally returned to Dr. Chanik. Period. He had completed his physical therapy. Period. He was deemed to have achieved maximum medical improvement for cervical, comma, lumbar sprain, comma, and right ankle sprain. Period. He's still having significant amount of limitations in discomfort with his right knee. Period. They were going to check an MRI to further evaluate it. Period. The right knee MRI was then done on 11/1/19. Period. And put this in underline. It is unclear that the petitioner actually struck his right knee upon impact. Period. He saw Dr. Chanik again on 11/19/19, having completed his MRI. Period. He felt his knee had been doing a little bit better. Period. Even after reviewing the MRI, Dr. Baker diagnosed right knee sprain with patellofemoral dysplasia, D-I-S-P-L-A-S-I-A. Period. He again concluded the petitioner had reached maximum medical improvement for his knee. Period. He explained the dysplasia was not due to the injury that he suffered at work. Period. New paragraph on 2/3/20, he saw Dr. Winters, also at Rothman Orthopedics. Period. He gave impressions of right foot pain, comma, sprain of the right ankle with pain and villonodular synovitis, parentheses, pigmented, close parentheses, of the right ankle and foot. Period. He ordered additional diagnostic studies. Period. MRI of the right ankle was done on 2/17/20 to be inserted here. Period. He returned on 2/28/20 to review these results. Period. Dr. Winters amended his diagnoses to persistent ankle tendonitis, status post-work related injury, comma, right ankle sprain, comma, right ankle lateral ankle ligament sprain, well healed with no signs of clinical instability on physical exam. But he also carried a diagnosis of villonodular tendonitis of the right ankle and foot. Period. They discussed treatment options, both non-operative and surgical. Period. Mr. Sajee wanted to consider his options and was discharged from care to return to work in an unrestricted fashion. Period. On 5/15/20, Dr. Winters referred him for another course of physical therapy. Period. He followed up on 6/26/20 and reported improvement with therapy. Period. He still had some swelling but did not feel that unstable anymore. Period. He has more exquisite tenderness to palpation of the region of the sinus tarsi. Period. He has no signs of instability with stress maneuvers. Period. There was no tenderness palpation in the region of the tibio-talar joint anteriorly. Period. Weight-bearing x-rays were done. Period. They showed no fracture or dislocation or signs of instability or severe degenerative changes. Period. Dr. Winters offered him a corticosteroid injection that he wished to forego. Period. He did accept a refill on his anti-inflammatory medications and was going to continue with physical therapy. Period. He saw Dr. Chanik for right knee pain on 9/28/20. Period. He had done a couple of courses of physical therapy and had not and had been working on home exercises on his own. Period. Nevertheless, he felt like his symptoms were getting worse. Period. He had swelling in his legs and had seen a vascular surgeon who began treating him with compression stockings. Period. Dr. Chanik's diagnoses remain the same. Period. He recommended evaluation with an orthopedic sports surgeon. Period. On 11/22/21, scratch that. On 7/23/20, he was seen by Dr. Salartash, Salartash. Period. He was diagnosed with intermittent claudication and peripheral venous insufficiency, for which vascular studies were ordered. Period. These included ultrasounds, such as on 8/3/20, to be inserted as marked. Period. Followed up on 8/6/20 to review these results. Period. On this occasion, he complained that physical therapy exacerbated his symptoms. Period. He had no mobility issues. Period. Upon exam, there was lower extremity fullness and edema greater on the right than the left. Period. He opined this patient's symptoms were consistent with venous reflux disease. Period. He recommended use of compression stockings and return in 6 weeks. Period. He did return on 9/17/20. Period. The left lower extremity had no evidence of venous reflux. Period. However, the right lower extremity had venous reflux present. Period. He had not yet obtained his compression stockings. Period. He was requesting a new prescription as well as new measurements. period, Dr. Salatash accommodated him regarding prescribing compression stockings again, period. He was monitored by Dr. Salatash through 128.21, period. He had been wearing the compression stockings with improvement relative to swelling, period. He had difficulty with extended driving, period. He noticed increasing pain in the right ankle associated with a pinching feeling in the ankle when driving distances, but he also complained of low back pain when driving associated with numbness and loss of sensation in the right foot. But he stated these had been present for some time but recently increased due to current longer times on the roads. Period. He was examined once again, and Dr. Salatash does not appear to have seen him in follow-up afterwards. Period. He did recommend evaluation with an orthopedic specialist or neurologist for his numbness of the right leg and low back pain. Period. New paragraph. On 11/22/21, he returned to Rothman Orthopedics, this time being seen by Dr. TJ. Period. He complained of right knee pain without any instability. Period. X-rays were done to be inserted as marked. Period. Dr. TJ diagnosed pain in the left knee, parentheses, SIC, close parentheses, as well as lateral subluxation of the right patella. Period. He specified this was right knee patellofemoral pain syndrome, for which he recommended a course of physical therapy. Period. He was going to return in the future for persistent symptoms. Period. There were no restrictions placed upon him at that time. Period. Physical exam. He had his ears normal, lungs and torso normal. I'll put this at the beginning of physical exam. He was wearing dress shoes that were removed once gait assessment was completed. Period. He was wearing supports on the right knee and leg. Period. He states he works at New Jersey Transit Authority 3 hours per day, 3 days per week at this juncture. Period. Extremities upper normal, hands versus elbows normal, shoulders normal, extremities lower. Manual muscle testing was 4/5. For resisted right extensor hallucis longus and plantar flexor strength on a volitional non-reproducible basis. Period strength was otherwise 5/5 bilaterally. Period was tendered a palpation at the right patella, but there was none on the left. The rest of that is normal. Feet and ankles normal, knees normal, cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. He was able to walk on his heels and stand on his toes. Period. He sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actually flexed to 60 degrees. Period. Extension, bilateral rotation, and side bend were accomplished fully. Period. He was mildly tender in the midline at L4. Period. Supine straight leg raise maneuvers at 90 degrees. Each elicited only low back tenderness with no radicular complaints. Period. Trunk torsion maneuver elicited knee tenderness that is non-anatomic. Period. Impressions on 6/29/18. Sajahan Sajib was involved in a work-related motor vehicle collision. Period. Although the documentation describes this was a low-speed collision from the rear, Mr. Sajib currently states it was at a rapid speed. Period. He was seen at the emergency room the same day and underwent numerous x-rays that showed no acute abnormalities. Period. He then followed up with on-site innovations, who treated him conservatively. Period. In paragraph, he then came into the orthopedic care of Dr. Baker and his colleagues on 3/18/19. Period. They sent Mr. Sajib for several courses of physical therapy. Period. Nevertheless, he remained subjectively symptomatic, notwithstanding normal clinical examinations. Period. He later underwent an MRI of the right knee and ankle to be inserted here. Period. He was found to have villonodular synovitis of the right knee unrelated to the accident. Period. There was no tearing or instability at the right ankle. Period. He briefly came into the care of Dr. Salartash, but ultimately was discharged from Rothman on 11/22/21. Period. New paragraph, the current exam found Mr. Sajib was morbidly obese. Period. He ambulated with physiologic gait. Period. He did not require a handheld assistive device for ambulation. Period. There was full range of motion of the upper and lower extremities where provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. He had no tenderness or palpation about the chest or torso. Period. He had full range of motion of the cervical and thoracic spines. Period. Lumbar range of motion was variable. Period. This was also the case with sitting and supine straight leg raising maneuvers. Period. Neither elicited any radicular complaints below the knees. Period. New paragraph. There is 0% permanent, partial, or total disability referable to the chest, comma, neck, comma, upper back, comma, lower back, comma, right leg, comma, or right ankle. Period. In this event, Mr. Sajib appears to have only sustained mild soft tissue injuries. Period. They should have fully resolved by now, yet he had protracted subjective complaints. Period. These may in part be due to an attempt to achieve secondary gain or from his morbid obesity. Period. End.